At Link Humans, we've spoken to countless HR leaders from around the world, all trying to measure employer brand. The Employer Brand Index is used by GE and Unilever on a quarterly basis to uncover and measure their reputation as an employer, with a final score they can track over time to see how things are changing. We look at what candidates, employees, and alumni say about your organization in an employment context. If you're looking to research your employer reputation, or if you're developing an EVP, this would be the perfect time to create your Employer Brand Index baseline. You'll get a full report of insights and recommendations that you can use to improve your employer brand over time. Head over to employerbrandindex.co and start measuring.
Hey, Sunspacer! It's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. Now, are you struggling with nursing talent? Then this one's for you. Today we're going to speak to a community hospital, which is part of a wider healthcare system. And we're going to learn what really works for them to attract the best talent. So let's start the show. Hey, Teresa, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Jorgen.
So who are you and what do you do?
Absolutely. So I have the pleasure of working for Suburban Hospital. It's one of the community hospitals that's part of the Johns Hopkins healthcare system in the state of Maryland. I am the manager of the talent acquisition team here. I also do recruiting myself, as well as working on brand and marketing, recruitment marketing aspects for everything related to Hopkins, related to our small community hospital, Suburban, right here in the DC metro area. I also actually am a nurse by trade, but I've been in recruitment since 2005, and I'm the president-elect of our National Association of Healthcare Recruiters.
Suburban Hospital, part of the Johns Hopkins healthcare system, is it literally a hospital? And also, what are the talent challenges you're faced with?
When people hear the term Johns Hopkins healthcare system, everybody automatically knows that name if they're in healthcare, especially here in the United States and abroad. But more importantly, people usually think about Johns Hopkins Hospital, which is the flagship hospital located in Baltimore, Maryland. Now, we are part of the healthcare system. We are one of the hospitals, but we're a community-based hospital that's located in Bethesda, Maryland, right across the street from the National Institute of Health, and then right around the corner from the Walter Reed National Navy Medical Center. So when people hear Hopkins, they don't necessarily make the automatic jump to, Suburban Hospital. We are a 230-bed hospital. We're a level 2 trauma center. We do amazing complex medicine, but practice within a community setting. So trying to take advantage of the brand of Johns Hopkins, but yet separate our identity and actually be known for who we are, which is really an amazing small hospital who just recently achieved magnet status. We're excited about that from a nursing front. That's our biggest challenge, but I see it more as an opportunity.
And in terms of your recruitment headcounts, I'm assuming that you're struggling with perhaps nurses?
Yeah, just like anybody else in the world today, we find that, for instance, nursing is a struggle. There are certain lab positions with clinical lab scientists or histotechnologists is one specialty that we can sometimes struggle with. But it's your specialty nursing areas, looking at open heart, looking at cardiovascular ICU nurses. Even sometimes it could be drilled down to looking for very experienced emergency department nurses that want to work night shift.
So these people have a lot of options, and you are part of, Suburban Hospital is part of a bigger brand. How do you differentiate yourself as an employer of choice to candidates?
So our brand, what our tagline, if you will, for the Hopkins healthcare system is what we call the promise of medicine. And it's really looking at a renowned state of care that's across our hospitals, but actually throughout the world, we're known. For the employee side of things and for our candidates, understanding that this promise then starts with you. So that's what we like to talk about. How does this relate to each of us in our everyday work, specifically at Suburban Hospital? Like, okay, well, how do we differentiate ourselves? Well, one thing that we could easily say, we just achieved magnet status. We're one of the now 8% of the hospitals across the country that actually have been designated as a magnet facility. And with regard to some of our different areas of specialty areas of nursing, we also look at the different recognition that we've received from those professional associations. So for instance, ENA, which is the Emergency Room Nurses Association, we just achieved Lantern status. And so anybody who's an emergency department nurse knows that that is equated to quality. So it's drawing out those types of distinguishments, but then also really getting out there, having kind of brand ambassadors, if you will, from our own employees that are out there speaking, they're out there talking about the good things that we're doing. And it's not just a physician kind of push to, you know, see what kind of technical experts they are, but also all of our staff and really getting involved with the community and the larger healthcare region, if you will, to differentiate who Suburban is.
So the promise of medicine as used as the EVP, quite powerful, I think. When you encourage employees and so on, go out and talk, what does that look like? What's the brief to them? And what are some of the events or venues they would speak at?
So we've had speakers that have attended our national nursing conferences. For instance, we had poster presentations at NTI, which is actually the annual critical care conference for the American Association of Critical Care Nurses. We've had people that part of our nurse residency program that have gone to the annual Vizient conference, which is the platform that we use for our nurse residency. We've had people, again, for the emergency department nurses that have presented at ENA, which is our Emergency Nurses Association. So these are national associations, and it's really about saying, okay, here's what we're doing at this local hospital. Yes, we're part of the Hopkins system, but here's what we've done here with Suburban. Those are just small pieces of things that we do. In addition to right here in the community, as an example today, our local critical care nurses association, called GWAC, the Greater Washington Area Chapter of Critical Care Nurses, they're actually doing a in downtown DC today. We're super excited about that. We're really making some great headways, I think, of that brand awareness.
Talk to us about how you translate the EVP when interacting with both with candidates and also how you then touch base with new hires.
For us, it's really about making an excellent candidate experience, but understanding that, yes, we want you to join what we call our Suburban Hospital family, but as a family, we need to hold each other accountable to certain things. So from the candidate expectations, you know, we start off with a very high touch but low tech outreach. We use tools like we have a scheduler that we use that we can actually, and we're scripted when we call our candidates. And if you think about some of the needs that we have, we work during the day. A lot of these positions are night shift. So typically you would think that night shift nurse might be sleeping. So we leave a voicemail. But rather than try to play phone tag, we actually let them know that it's really important that we respect their schedule. So we text them a link. They can click on that link and it goes to an automatic scheduler of our calendar with an Outlook. They pick a time that works for them. Now, this seems like a small thing, but the way we script it, that it's all about them and making it easy for them and making Hopkins easy is actually one of our big goals. They really appreciate that. And I always ask them for their feedback so I can remind them, hey, what did you think about that? How did that work for you? And they're like, oh, that was fantastic. I really love that. Thank you so much. So it's small pieces like that, those like quick hits that you can make to connect with them immediately that make a big difference when you're trying to actually compete with, you know, 6 hospitals in our county, 10 hospitals down the road within the DC, Virginia area that are all within a short drive away for people.
Tell us about employees who've had issues in their first 30 days and what sort of interventions you do.
We actually use the same tool that we have for a scheduler, use it as a video interview tool, but we've taken it a step further and we actually do a very personal 30-day, 90-day, and 180-day check-in. So I know you just asked me about 30 days, but I'll tell you a little bit about all three. So we start with a 30-day check-in. Now we know that the hiring managers, the preceptors, they already are checking in on them. But what we're looking for is, are we doing what we said we promised we would do? Has everything gone well? Is there anybody that you'd like to recognize? So we ask them some real basic questions. You know, are we putting our money where our mouth is? Is it everything that we've promised? And then if it isn't, we've been able to actually make some changes. So for instance, I just sent out my 30-day and 90-day and 180-day check-ins, and I got back probably about 20 so far that I'm in the middle of going through this week. And we have a person who had just been here 30 days, and they had some issues and questions about something actually related to HR, and it was related to their benefits. I immediately connected them with our benefits specialist, who resolved it within a day, prompting that person to say, you know, I keep thinking I need to call into HR. Then I got this check-in from you, and it was allowing me to say, hey, I'm having this issue, and you guys took care of it right away. So now they're feeling really positive about the fact is we do care. We are a family, and we do take care of each other. So that's the 30-day check-in. And the 90 and 180-day get a little bit more beyond just how are things going. We're really starting to look for stories, if you will, especially at the six-month mark with our 180-day check-in. One of the questions that we ask is, tell us about your best day here. So we've taken those stories, and some of them are pretty amazing when you think about what we do every day in the healthcare system and the interactions that we have with patients and their families. And we've actually taken two of those stories now to our marketing and communications team, and they're going to work at actually crafting a video, a little bit more than what I normally do with my iPhone, but we're going to have a formal marketing video that we can put out there talking about how the promise starts with me as that individual contributor or employee and how I make a difference in the promise of medicine.
Where do you get the biggest bang for your buck in terms of recruitment attraction methods?
For us, it's really about making it easy for the candidate, but we also want to have some high touch along the way. I want them to feel as if they know me, even though probably 75% of my candidates I have not met until they've actually come in to do their new hire paperwork, or better yet, they're sitting in new employee orientation. Using my phone, yes, I use my iPhone. I do a lot of videos. I do that from the moment they become a candidate to the point where they're doing a video interview process with us, all the way through to we've just actually started looking at maybe some onboarding videos where we can have their manager or director kind of touch base and say, hey, welcome to the team. So we're really just using some very simplified, less than 30-second clips. What does that look like? Send that out. In addition to that, we've changed up some of even our tactics as far as actually how people apply. So yes, we still have to have our compliance. They still have to apply through our applicant tracking system, but we're partnering with Indeed, which obviously is one of those amazing job boards that's out there. And it seems like it's more than a job board anymore, but we've changed up the way people can apply very quickly to submit what I call a mobile apply. Basically, they just click a button if they have an Indeed resume, and then I get an email with their resume. So this just happened actually yesterday. Yesterday I had an ICU nurse who wants to work nights, who's got cardiovascular experience, who has 3 days off. She was just looking through Indeed, saw that she could do this quick hit mobile apply, sent me her resume. I called her within minutes, and she's interviewing. Because she's off tomorrow, she's interviewing tomorrow morning for one of our night shift ICU positions. My hope is that we can get her hired by September if she's going to be a good fit, and we'll take it from there.
Good plug for Indeed. And we actually met at Indeed Interactive, didn't we, Teresa?
We did. It was fantastic.
And finally, what would be your top tips for our listeners looking to emulate your success?
Don't think that you need to have a big video production or something that costs you a lot of money. You can have, even if your applicant tracking system isn't up to par, or even if you're challenged with not having a lot of money for branding or advertising, start talking to your people on your units, right? Talk to the nurses. Some of my best messages have come from me taking a post or going up to a unit and taking a video of some nurses and asking, what do you love about it here? And then if you can relate it, if you have an EVP and a brand like we do, well, then you could tie that in, but don't overthink it. Just ask them, what do you love about your job? Have them talk for 15 seconds. And literally, I mean, I'd say post it out there on your website. Embed that into your job posting. Have them copy and click that, because we could talk all day long as recruiters about how amazing we are, but let them hear it from the people that are actually maybe potential future coworkers.
Final question is actually, where can our listeners connect with yourself? Where can they learn more about the work that you do?
If you're a healthcare recruiter, I'm going to tell you to join National Association of Healthcare Recruiters. We have an annual conference. Next year, it's going to be in Minneapolis. But a quicker fix to that is actually I'm on LinkedIn, and I'm always happy to share anything that I'm doing with anybody because we're all in this together. And just because we have a great hospital here in Maryland, hey, I might be traveling somewhere and I need to be able to count on everybody across the country and the world for that matter for where I like to go and if I need emergent care.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Jorgen.
Okay, there you have it. If you enjoyed this episode, be sure to look up Teresa and say thank you very much and perhaps join her association as well. I'm sure she'll be very happy to talk about that. Feel free to also subscribe to this podcast at employerbrandingpodcast.com and various other places. And why not leave a honest review of this podcast on any of their platforms where you may be consuming this audio. Really helps us to get in front of more people like yourself. Finally, if you want to add some evidence, some proof into your employer brand strategy, feel free to ask me about the Employer Brand Index or check out employerbrandindex.co to learn more, which is, of course, our approach to measuring an organization's reputation in terms of employment. And that is it for this week. Thank you so much for tuning in and look forward to next time. Hey!
The joke is on the people that don't take advantage of all of the things that I've just talked about because I'm going to get these nurses before you do.